Hello and welcome to episode 355, week 5 in six. Quarantine, 6 in quarantine, yeah.
Good old, it's the same.
I'm one of your hosts, Bat.
And I'm one of your hosts, Hammer.
Hosts.
I'm working on my diction, but apparently I'm sucking at it.
This is our quarantine week and geek. Jesus. So this week we bring you our streaming review of The Death of Stalin. We'll talk a little bit more about Final Fantasy VII Remake again. We'll try to make up some nerd news. There's nothing.
No.
All of the content providers are like, we need something to happen to about.
You were even saying about, like, what is it, like, IGN was, like, having interviews with Star Trek actors.
Yeah, about what they're watching and everything while in quarantine.
Which I'm like, oh, okay.
I mean, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fortunate enough to, one, I'm essential, so I have to still go to work.
Yeah.
And two, like, I get to see TK on Fridays. We get together to game. So I'm still fortunate enough to have some sort of human contact.
Yeah.
And I know here in Arizona, it looks like we're going to be extended until July 1st, at least.
And I haven't seen the official stuff.
Nothing's official yet. It's I think Tuesday or Wednesday the governor's going to have another press conference. And they're expecting another month stay-at-home order because we haven't hit our peak yet.
Yeah.
And they don't want people to go out until we hit our peak. Yeah.
Well, it's like it's bleak. We have, what is it? We have conference calls like every day. Like, we finally, like, it's funny because it was every day for like the month of March, so I was working every day, and then it went to like just the weekdays, and now we're kind of backing off to like once every other day, so it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday essentially, not clean weekends. So I'm excited about having 2 days where I don't have to.
Why do you need a conference call every day? I mean, not that much had changed.
For us, things change pretty often. Like, you have to figure out, like, who's going in, what are we doing, like, what are we adjusting to, like, the whole idea about Atlanta. Like, we're like, do we actually go along with what they're saying? Or do we be smart and hold back? And they're like, well. But, like, that's, like, I see those reports pretty much every day. They're going, like, well, this is what this state is doing, this state's doing, this state's doing. This is what we're not allowed to do in all these states. This is what, for us, we had, like, a level in, like, Louisiana was, like, the highest because they had, like, a huge surge and they had no preparedness. Just
Louisiana. Right. I mean, everybody there has corona.
I mean, yeah. So, yeah.
Some, like, of them are just drunk through it so they don't know it.
But, yeah, so I'm, like, I fully expect us to be at least till early June, late June, probably July.
Yeah,
maybe I might be able to have my birthday, who knows.
I mean, you're still gonna have it.
Oh, well, I mean grandma just says, you know, you don't age this year. I want them to pass a law because, you know, in this administration it can happen, right? They'd be like, no one ages this year, so everyone gets an extra birthday next year.
Yeah, this
is your birthday lasts twice as long.
This is, it's getting fun.
It's getting loopy. But yeah. So what have you been up to, buddy?
Yeah, nothing. I mean, I've been painting minis still, watching Gotham, and then playing Final Fantasy VII. Like, that's the only game I've played. So, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. So that's pretty much it. Like, my world hasn't changed much other than the fact that I can't go somewhere to buy things.
Yeah.
What about you? What have you been playing?
I mean, I beat 7, and I have not played a game since, and that was last week. It was, like, last week on, I think, Monday, Tuesday. Because I remember playing it, like, until, like, 2:30 in the morning, and then working the next day, and I was like, this is a dumb idea. I'm thinking about going back and playing it, but also playing Days Gone, because I really want to finish Days Gone, because Days Gone was fun. Other than that, I've been watching Scrubs a little bit, but I've also been watching a ton of, I've been trying to work my way through the second season of Altered Carbon, so I went through season one again, trying to go through season two. And I have to admit, I think it's the way I'm watching it that's probably fucking with me the most, because I feel like this is one where you want to sit down and watch the entire episode, not piecemeal.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, it's a little jarring at first, because I'm like, I'm not feeling it as much. And I love Anthony Mackie, and I think he's doing a good job. I just feel like the way I'm watching it, I'm like, maybe you should watch something shorter that like The Good Place or something. That doesn't require me to be like fully invested. Other than that, cooking, like I made ribs for the first time and that turned out actually really good. That was fun.
How dare you?
I know. It wasn't your meme. I'm sorry, buddy.
How dare you?
I also put them in the Instapot and then also put them in the oven and they were delicious. Though, I need to figure out how to take more of the fat flap off a bit because mine had back there's the not the fat there's a fiber like thing at the back of the bones mm-hmm. where they say you're supposed to take off, and I thought I did because there was nothing really there that I could really grab onto to pull off, but I feel like it was still there. Like
that's fine. That
I heard the people say that
in your mouth and you eat it.
Yeah, but they say that is the part that makes it so it's so much better if you don't. If you just do it, it's like a simple thing. I don't know. I was looking up guides online and stuff, but that was fun. That's the most cooking I've done. This is, welcome to my world.
This world.
I'm being IGN at this point.
This world is just. Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't done anything creative other than cooking, so.
That's cool. I know, like, one of the stations out here that always plays Christmas music is playing Christmas music on the weekends now.
Yeah, because they were playing it all the time and people were getting a little.
Well, they play it during the Christmas season.
Yeah, but weren't they playing it all the time and they switched now to weekends?
No. Because during, like, from November, December, they play it 24 hours.
No, but I mean, like, they said they're going to play it.
No, and then they switched back to their regular programming, and then on the weekends they're doing Christmas music.
So weird. I mean, I watched...
This year is such a Twilight Zone episode.
Well, especially when you play, like, Division 2 and you see, like, Christmas lights up everywhere and stuff like that, and you're like, People are like, let's put our Christmas lights. I'm like, no.
I mean, that is we kind of are living the plot of Division, where mm-hmm. the dollar flu and... Well, granted, it's not a dollar flu, but like...
Hmm? I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Kim Jong-un is dead?
Or is he not? It's Schrodinger's like a great leader. He's pretty sure he's dead. He's pretty sure he's dead. And then, like, all the memes about his, like, sister running around with, like, bread in her mouth and stuff like that. And I'm like, this is adorable.
I like to call him Kim Jong-il.
Oh, God. That was terrible. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Yeah, so he's dead. That's great, right?
Like, there's...
But...
Such a world.
It's... Yeah. There's not a... It is weird. How about this? I think it's the weirder part is that we've had, like... Pauses. Maybe you can have pauses on footage. Yeah, pauses of food, pauses of like materials and stuff like that. But like the biggest one, I think that's affecting people is the pause on culture. If you think about it, so movies have slowed down, sports have slowed down, which is huge.
There's no sports.
Yeah, but I mean, like they talked about trying to start it up a bit to do like remote things because they're trying to figure out something to give people distractions. Because no sports, no movies. There's gonna be soon. There'll be like it'll be all old TV.
Yeah, there'll be no new TV.
There'll be probably very, I mean, music probably can still be fine.
Kind of.
Games,
but
like games and movies are games and, whatchamacallit? Games and music, I think, are kind of.
Games aren't going to be impacted until 2021, I feel.
Yeah.
Because the development cycle of games takes a long time.
Yeah.
But like.
It's just kind of crazy how much that has gone.
I know that a friend on Facebook that we're talking, you know, football sports leagues are trying to figure out how they can get started, and they're wanting to get going again, and they're like, in this climate and everything, is that the best time to do something like this? It's not important. I'm like, you're wrong. Like, sports are so important that even in Auschwitz, like, they were playing sports, mm-hmm. knowing that the next day, that person might not be there, but they need something to take your mind off of what else is happening. Like, sports are super important, and I know, and that's why it bothers me when people are like, it's just a game or whatever. It's like, yeah, it is, but you know how important that game is?
It's a morale thing. And, like, how about this? You have all these dumb people, which I will call them dumb because they are, that are protesting. In my opinion, they're dumb because of the way they're going. I'm like, you're fucking idiots. But if you give them distractions, you have a little less of, you kind of take the edge off the dumb, essentially. Because you give them a distraction. And suddenly they're like, well, it's
dumb
not.
Dumb down the dumb?
Yeah, literally, you're like, here, you give them. You're like, here's a cookie, go sit in a corner. But it's kind of like it's a mental health good cookie. I see a valid for it. The only parts that sucks is that testing still isn't there. And I feel like if you had testing there, then you could do something like this. And the way you go about it is say, like, hey, make sure everyone's healthy, make sure everyone's tested, everything's good like that. Yeah, go play a game. We're not going to do a big crowd, but we'll broadcast it. Like, there's ways to go about and do it. It's just the things that should be there for it, which I feel like in some ways we should have already had a long time ago, aren't, and that's what fucking hitches it up. I think it'd be great to have those things because people need fucking distractions.
Yeah, I mean, what else do you...
They have conspiracy theories right now.
Sure, but what do you talk about? What do you talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, coronavirus. Did you see that in a movie? There is no new movie. Like, you would think Netflix would kill right now.
I mean, they are. They've tripled their membership or doubled their... I know they've gotten a shit
ton of people. Yeah, but like... Well, I mean, now granted, you can't turn around and make a movie in a month. No. And that's a problem, because all this stuff has been already slated. But, like, there's nothing to talk about.
Well, they've put out...
And it's kind of nice that the world is kind of slowed down, because we're always in this rat race.
Yeah.
But now it's at a point of, like, okay, give me... I need something to do. I need to go out and do something.
Yeah. Well, it's that idea of talking about, like, the end of the world. If you have, like, all of your media and stuff like that, there is an essential cutoff date where you're never getting anything new.
Mm-hmm.
And just the thought of that trips you the fuck out. Or trips me the fuck out. But, like, the idea of, like, there'll be no new music, no new movies, that kind of stuff for a period of time, it's fucking weird. And we had more delays and stuff with... I mean, it was... I keep thinking you say it's Spider-Man.
Venom got delayed till 2021.
Yeah.
Spider-Man got delayed, which delayed...
Everything else for the Marvel slate. Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Which delays the TV shows, because the TV shows are tied into the Marvel stuff.
The Uncharted movie got delayed again.
Just call it canceled. That's how delayed it is.
It is never coming out.
I don't really
care. If somebody wanted to have an argument with me on Twitter or on Facebook, I was like, okay, buddy.
You do you, buddy.
Sure.
They were like,
they're not going to cancel it because they have to pay the actors. I was like, no, they don't.
If they don't do anything with them.
Depending on the contract, now they could have signed a contract where they gave the money up front.
Yeah.
But it's still not the amount of money that...
They have to make a movie.
Right. Like, whatever. Yeah, no, that movie's never going to happen. Or, by the time it happens, Tom Holland will be Sully.
Well, not to be Sully. That'd be fucking amazing. God damn it. Yeah. I mean, I keep going back to the well of all the old shit that I either haven't watched or haven't seen or haven't played, and there's still a ton of it.
Yeah, I've still got a bunch that I can catch up on, but I'm like, I want to go out and do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to the gym. I want to go hiking. I want to go get breakfasts. Like,
I want to go hiking and get breakfast. I actually was thinking about, I forgot the name of our BFF at the gym, and I think I remembered it, and then I was like, fuck, I hope she's okay. And then two, I'm like, I'm just like bullshitting with her on the way into the gym. It was nice. Yeah. Welcome to this uplifting episode.
Nerd news, we kind of talked about it. Movies got pushed back. Not surprised, but fucking
lame. Nintendo accounts got hacked 160,000, and they didn't really announce.
They didn't talk about it for like 3 days. And then they're like, oh, yeah, maybe we should do second-party activation.
Mm-hmm.
Verification. It's like, yeah.
Smart. And then I know then the last one was like, Horizon's going to be a trilogy, which I'm like, cool, more games of Horizon. I just hope it comes out on time-ish.
I mean, earliest we'll probably see it now will be 2021.
Yeah, I would be surprised if it came out this year.
Well, I mean...
You feel like it's going to be a launch game, too, as well?
Somebody's going to be a launch.
Yes.
Guerrilla was a launch for PS3.
Killzone.
They just bought Insomniac, who at this point will have 4 years they could have worked on Spider-Man 2. I don't think there's a huge change there. Santa Monica, God of War 2 is going to hit, but... From watching the documentary and everything, it looked like they had their trilogy already planned.
Yeah.
And they placed a lot of hints and...
Fuck ton of hints.
Foreshadowing in God of War. Mm-hmm. So they're ramping up to be launched.
Sucker Punch, I don't know what they're... I kind of...
Sucker Punch is doing Ghost of Tsushima, so they...
Oh, right, you're right. Sorry.
And Naughty Dog is Last of Us, so they won't be launched. Unless they push both of those to PS5. But it's going to be backwards compatible, so you're going to have that.
So I don't think it really matters.
Xbox, they've said that Halo Infinite's going to be a launch.
I mean, a new multiplayer game would be so fucking
like, killer right now. But like, what if the Xbox is ready and it's not Bungie? It's not 343 that does Halo now, is
it? No, it's 343. I think it's 343 Studios.
I think 3-4 picked up Halo, but I'm not 100% sure. But what if they're not ready? Do they push back the Xbox?
I mean,
because what else are you going to launch with?
You literally have, like, the crazy god right now. Just like, well, you know, Corona. And you're like, all right, cool.
Dude, I'm sure so many people are going to use this just to be like, ah, fuck it. Corona.
Yep.
And nobody's going to question and be like, yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, we kind of expected. We thought it was happening sooner, but apparently not.
We thought anything was going to happen. 2020 is such a shitty year.
Again.
Personally?
It's yeah, really good personally, year. Fantastic.
And I know I was talking to TK and he's like, personally, it's a pretty good year.
Yeah. Just the world can't catch up, apparently.
So, yeah, we're just going to
mosey on out. Do you want to talk? Speaking of meh, do you want to talk about the stream review?
Speaking of, the death of Stalin, brought to us by you, buddy.
I'm sorry, man. I watched the trailer.
Actually, I stepped on your toes there.
Yeah.
And so this week's stream review was brought to us by you.
Yeah, it was the death of Stalin.
Fuck it, we'll blame the accent on Corona.
Yeah, that's fine.
We don't have to have a
exactly.
Show.
I saw the trailer and it looked kind of funny and I liked the actors in it. So I was like, this could be entertaining. Did not realize how little
it's almost info. A comedy documentary.
It's a comedy documentary, but I feel like it's a comedy documentary for people who are big fans of the history of this time period specifically, because it talks about all the real, all the people that are involved with it. Mm-hmm. So like their characterizations probably would be funny if you knew who the person was. The situations are probably funny if you knew the situation better. And it gives you like a quick name of the person and their title and that's it. But
they're all, and this isn't going to say, but they're all Russian names.
Yeah.
So, and Russian names are very consonant heavy with the V's and the K's and stuff. So they're all kind of, until you use them, they sound the same. So they're like Dermanov and Kompanov and Natsumov. And I'm like, I don't.
Top it off.
I don't. You lost me.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi. What?
And the dude from...
The dad from Arrested Development plays the exact same character in this movie.
Which one's that?
The bald guy with the weird voice. He... Bald guy. Did he take over? He took over after Stalin.
He's the dark-haired one?
He was the one that was doing... That had the portrait made of him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I feel like I should like this movie if I understood the stuff better, but it was hard to watch, and it wasn't really funny. Yeah. And there's good actors in there, but I just feel like it's all lost on me. It's like sitting through an hour and a half of a joke that you are not in on. And that's the best way I can kind of describe it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's...
They don't even shout Aristocrats at the end of it, though.
What do you mean?
You don't know the Aristocrats joke?
No, what's that?
Oh, it's a dumb joke.
Okay.
So it's not even...
Is it like one of those walking dog, like the dog, whatever it is, like the long, long jokes that don't really have a punchline, it just ends?
It's a joke that you can tell however you want it to. There's no actual joke to it.
Oh, okay.
The joke is, it's the Aristocrats!
Huh. Might have to...
There's an entire documentary on it, too, and it's interesting.
Would not recommend this movie.
No!
Give this one a wide berth. Yeah. Unless you are a history major and you love... Stalin era history, especially the death.
Like, I love history, and I am pretty well versed in history, and I'm less like this is way too deep of a cut.
No, it's sad because when it turned on and it said IFC, I'm like, oh no. I was like, I'm so sorry, buddy. All right.
Yeah, it was not a fun watch.
No.
2020 has sucked for movies, actually. We've not watched a lot of good movies this year so far.
No. I mean, the ones that we were excited for were going to be the ones that probably we'd remember, and they all got pushed back.
But, well, I mean, just us, streaming-wise.
Streaming-wise, no.
We haven't watched hardly anything. Man, our year in review. Dude, that episode's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be entertaining.
Here are the four movies we watched. Sonic the Hedgehog won 15 fucking Oscars.
I can't wait, though.
We are another week closer to Sonic winning Oscars.
There you go. We should have a Sonic clock.
Oh, God.
It moves faster the longer you look at it.
All right, so this week's stream review is actually a suggestion to us from a buddy of ours.
Yes. Ember wanted us to watch the documentary called Tickled.
Now, is this what I think it is?
What is it?
So, I'm thinking it's kind of like My Crazy Addiction.
I've never seen that.
So, My Crazy Addiction is a TV show where people are, like, there's people that will have sex with the tailpipe of their car. There are people that eat, you know, fingernail and toenail clippings.
No.
Like, these strange addictions.
Okay. I've never heard of this.
Is this a documentary on people that like to be tickled?
So, from what I gathered from the trailer, because it's like, she's like, you need to watch it. And she's like, and I'm sorry. And I'm like, great.
Fuck!
I think it's because it's more freaking weird than anything. But essentially, it's about a guy who discovers weird stuff, discovers the world of competitive tickling. And
I'm sorry, what now?
Competitive tickling, and then starts to investigate it. That's... Yes.
Is this some documentary?
Yes. Well, it's... A docu-movie? It looks like... How about this? It looks very much like a movie, but it's also shot like a documentary, and I'm not sure. I haven't looked into it too much. I want to say it's a documentary.
Like, it's shot like The Office, or is it...
No, it's based off of real life, though. Yeah, so yes.
Shot like The Office?
Yes. So it's very much... There is a crew there, and they acknowledge the crew and stuff like that. I don't know. How about this? I remember this... I actually remember this being mentioned on a Dollop episode... Because that was like, TK got me into the Dollop and they make fun of a lot of shit. And he talks about it. And I forgot about it until I watched it. And in the trailer, they mentioned the Dollop. I was like, oh no, this is this. So we're going to watch Tickled.
Okay.
It's on Hulu.
All right.
It's already in my queue and I'm nervous to watch this. It'll be great. Yeah. Yeah. We need a palate cleanser after this, I'm sure.
I already know what we're watching. When it comes to my turn, I know what we're watching, so...
Okay, is it like Retribution one?
No. We're not watching Human Centipede 2, although I have watched it.
No, okay. No.
And 3.
I believe you. I know you have.
I like the movies.
I know you do.
They're not good movies,
no,
but I like
literally
them.
Couldn't, like, I literally had to do one of those, like the hand screens and at certain points and got like,
All right, so if you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, let us know at batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter. You can reach me, I am at Taruskibby.
I'm at Krenkalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud and iTunes every Tuesday morning until it turns into Monday again.
Yeah.
Yeah, never will be.
Corona.
Yeah. Corona.
All right, well...
Hashtag we will watch it.
I mean, we
do.
So... We're going to go ahead and get to the pod question, which was brought to us by you.
Yes, I want to know of all the movies that have been delayed theatrically this year, what are the ones you're most disappointed by?
Where are my answers at?
That's a good question.
Where'd they go?
That's a very good question.
Where'd they go?
Still a good question. It's getting better.
So we got our answer from TK, and he went with Quiet Place 2. That's a good one, too, because, I remember, I did want to see Quiet Place really badly, and that's one of those that, I need to see it in the theater.
Yeah.
That, Jesus, wow, if you guys heard that, he's giving birth.
Like, he has,
good Lord, wow. Sometimes.
Lunchtime.
I'm going to say Tenet. Even though it hasn't been delayed yet.
But it's going to be delayed.
It's going to be delayed, and that's the next Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah.
If we're talking movies that have officially been delayed, Wonder Woman. Now, it's still delayed to this year, and it's going to be August, but, you people that don't live in Arizona don't realize how long those 4 months are.
And that's why we love movies.
Where it's hot as all get out.
You can come out and the ground is still 90 degrees in the middle of the night.
90? The videos of people, cooking eggs on the sidewalk and baking cookies in their car are real.
I do remember baking cookies in my car. It's my favorite thing. Did that at work?
It's going to be so hot and we can't leave the house. And it's going to be odd because by the time we can leave the house. We won't want to leave the house. So this is going to be 2020 is a weird fucking year. So I'm going with Wonder Woman after Tenet, if Tenet doesn't count. And hopefully Wonder Woman happens in August. Because, like, I really want to see... The trailer they built around Blue Monday was a fun-ass trailer. And so I'm really wanting to see what they can do. Kind of like how Thor was a proof of concept. Wonder Woman was a proof of concept.
Yes.
And you're like, go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we like Thor 2 better than everyone else, but...
I need to watch it. I need to watch it again.
It's not, again, it's not great, but it's not as bad as everyone says it is. All
right, what about you, buddy?
You stole my answer. Like, I wanted to say Quiet Place 2. I did.
Do Quiet Places.
But I will say that I'm not as excited. I'm still... I remember how Quiet Place 1 made me feel.
I don't want...
And that's the reason why I'm excited for it.
Yes.
Not by the idea of just it being Quiet Place 2. I'm not excited for it because of that fact, if that makes sense.
You're more excited for the experience and not the movie.
Yes.
Because I do feel that the movie is...
It's good. But that experience was...
I don't want to say cookie cutter, but it's normal. And granted, Wonder Woman's normal, too. Yeah. This is just a fucking superhero movie.
But, like, I remember how that... To your point, I remember how, like... I remember even up to the point of those stupid douchey kids getting pissed and leaving.
But all of us... Truth or Dare, we're like... this seems weird way to start this movie.
But that fucking experience was... Amazing. Like, that's one of those good theatrical ones. But yeah, Wonder Woman is the one I'm really looking forward to. And when it didn't get pushed back far enough, it got me excited that it might actually happen.
Right.
I've bounced back and forth about if I want them to release it at home.
No.
I'm like, I really don't.
No. I mean, granted, you can come over and watch it and have the same experience here.
Yeah. But it's going to lose money. And it won't.
Everything's going to lose money.
Everything is, yeah. So yeah, Wonder Woman is the one I was looking for. I didn't even think about Tenet. I totally fucking forgot about Tenet. I haven't looked at the release schedule. I need to go back and do that and look at the release schedule that was supposed to come out.
Of what it was?
Yeah.
Because we need to do our panel?
Yeah.
Our PCC
panel? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it goes.
Weird.
Yeah.
So for this week's pod question, I want to know, what have you watched again while in quarantine? So, it could be a TV show, a movie, anything you've been binging, but you had to have watched it before.
Yeah.
So, something that you're going back to for comfort food or whatever.
Okay.
Again, all the same places that we just talked about like 3 minutes ago. I'm not going to go through that whole thing again because we just did it. Normally, we break it up a lot more because we've got news and other things to talk about. We have fucking nothing going on over here.
We just got ranting. Sorry, buddy.
Dude, this is just... So weird, but like, it's just
the funny part about it in my mind is how it's kind of normalized, and so in my mind I'm like, this is just what to expect at this point. Like, it doesn't surprise me, just like, let it go, it's fine.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. Yes, but I just want things to happen.
I mean, I do. I genuinely do. Like, I actually miss going. Like, I was like, fuck, I don't normally like to go. I go to concerts very sporadically, but I'm like, I had at least one concert lined up. I had at least one performance lined up. I had two performances lined up, and I had two concerts, and I know they're all getting canceled or rescheduled. One of them was, I'm like, motherfucker. And I'm like, I'm anxious to go out. I want to drink with people. I really want to go out to a restaurant and sit and not be at home.
Dude, by the time I take the food home,
it's cold.
Not good.
No, like, it's like breakfast. I do not order to go because I've tried a couple of times. Does not work out well. And I know I can just make it at home, but it's like, you're kind of hoping for that experience. Like, we did snooze, and no. It's just...
I want sushi. Bad.
Oh, fuck, I want to go to Tahara and just try it.
Yeah, exactly, but...
Nope.
Can't happen.
I also just hope that a lot of the places that I like, that I'm trying to patronize, will survive. I actually made it, like, I was like, I want Taco Bell, because I had a terrible choice, like, literally saw an ad, targeted ad worked. I was like, motherfucker. And then I was like, you know, there's a local Asian place that I really like, they're smaller, I'm like, I'm gonna give them business, because Taco Bell will be fine.
Oh, yeah, Pepsi.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
It's gonna make it.
So I was like, maybe I'll do the good choice of doing it. It was so good.
Interesting.
I really want Chinese buffet, too.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. Chinese buffet.
All right, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna get to our spoiler filled talk about Final Fantasy VII remake. So if you don't want to hang around for that, you've been listening to episode 300 55 of Spriggins and Geek. So we're Spriggins and Geek Combat.
And I'm Hammer.
I'm Brisha Geek.
Have a great week. I love Vera doing that. So stupid.
I've made it to chapter 14, which is the plate has fallen. Everybody's dead. And it's basically at the point where I got the warning of, hey, if you go on, you can't do any quests.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go do my quests.
Yep.
We're in such a hurry to save the world. Got a side quest.
Exactly.
So I'm finishing up side quests and such, and then it'll be the end of the game.
Mm-hmm. So plate falling.
Yep.
I fucking loved it.
It was less than I was expecting.
Really? I'm kind of curious. Okay, what do
like
you
mean? Like, in 7, you could see the entire plate coming down.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like you could see the entire plate coming down.
Mm-hmm.
It was still dramatic, and it made you... You had... There were people there.
Yeah.
Where there weren't really people in 7. Where in Remake, there are people there, and you're like, oh, yeah, they did just murder, like, 50,000 people. Minimum.
Yeah.
And blamed it on this terrorist organization that's trying to help. So one of the things you're walking around, they're like, fucking fuck Avalanche. I hate Avalanche Plumbing. So one thing that I really do like, and they did such a good job with Eris and Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. They did such a good job of making their relationship actually mean something.
Oh.
Where we've talked about before in like 7. She shows up and he's like, I love you now. And you're like, you just spent like 10 hours hanging out with Tifa.
Yep.
This girl shows up. He's like, I love you.
They spend
for no reason. They spend like 2 or 3 hours together. And we didn't talk about this last time,
no.
Did we? I love how she ribs him
so much. She gives him
and
so much
so
shit.
Endearing. And he's like, careful. They go for the strongest enemy or whatever. And then she gets attacked and she's like, oh, I guess I went for the strongest enemy or the biggest threat
yes.
or whatever. I'm like, dude, I love their interaction now. It really gives their relationship something as opposed to she just shows up and he's like, yep.
That's the thing is, like, I really like how it fleshes out with Tifa, with Barret, with all of, like, the background characters as well, but also, like, with Eris. Like, so fucking glad you get that because it's fun. I was laughing. Jackie's just sitting there. She's like, she's a brat. I'm like, she's absolutely fucking brat.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. 100% do. So we're going through the whole thing. I even like this. The conversation, I think this is the part that the game is. It's very much a walking simulator in parts with battles in between. But it's the transitional conversations that happen while you're going through that just make
when
it
you
really
can hear
really
them.
Breathe. Fucker, I really want that to work. I thought it was just my sound system, and then when you told me, I'm gonna piss me off because I know you have a good sound system.
Yeah.
But yes, when you can hear it, which fucker, please fix that.
But it's not just the character interactions. It's also like Reno and Rood were blowing up
the
plate,
pillar,
and they're talking to Sang. And he's talking to them over the radio. And over the radio here, and I'm like, if it didn't have subtitles, I would have no idea what he was saying. None.
I mean, I don't remember. I always have subtitles on now. But yeah.
Yeah, because it's so muffled. I was like, what?
It sucks because
bold
I feel
strategy
like,
here.
Let's see if it pays off. God. I know I fucked that one up, but I love the voice work. Like, I didn't like Barrett's at first. I am now coming around to liking Barrett's.
Once he was looking for Marlene.
Yes.
He was human.
Yeah.
You were like, oh. Okay.
Not just a caricature.
Yeah.
But everyone else, like, there is, like, I love.
Tifa's amazing. I think Tifa shines in this.
Tifa and Eris are some of my favorites. Like, I think they
Eris
both.
Is good.
Well,
Eris
they both
really
show
good.
A really good personality of a character, so it makes you actually want to gravitate. Versus, like, again, Tifa was just like, hey, we're a friend. You should be endeared to me. And you're like, cool. Now you're like, she's a little sassy, not as much as, like, Eris, but yeah. I really liked the plate fall, even going up to the whole damn tower, because I knew it was fucking coming. And it actually was impactful, and I fucking love that. Because I remember playing through the game recently, and you're like, I'm dead. dead. And you're like, and then Barret's like, no, they're dead. Yes, they're.
Yeah.
They gave me one line before they died. I can tell you, Dad, it's fine.
I was like, but you have Phoenix Downs. But
yeah. I know.
But whatever.
Yeah.
I'm still having a blast with it. I still find issues. The sound is a major issue for me.
I don't get why that is such an issue now, but...
Sometimes the combat's too frenetic for what happens with, like, some of the enemies will change their attacks or whatever, and there's just so much going on the screen, you're like, I can't tell what's going on until it says, like, they're immune. And I'm like, oh, okay, I gotta hit them with a spell or whatever, and then,
It's like you did, like, literally you joked about the Hell House last week. Yeah. And then right after you got it, I was so fucking trying not to spoil it.
I forgot,
Because I cheered. I literally cheered. I'm like, they fucking did the house. I'm like, you motherfuckers did the house. And there's so many moments in this game where I don't think they're going to do something, and then they do it, or they don't do it the same way, but they do it better in ways. Hell House fucking sucks, by the way. Dude, that is a bitch of a fight.
Dude, Hell House was...
Some of these boss fights are genuinely the worst.
The change in difficulty between mob and boss is
drastic.
God.
Like, every now and then, like, I'm fighting, I'm like, I'll be fine, I'm doing this good. I'm going to boss fight, and now I get a little apprehensive on some of them. I've actually lost one boss fight in the entire game. That
really?
Yeah, that's just...
Wow.
They just fucking worked me over. But...
I think maybe three or four... And usually it's because I have these shitty ass weapons equipped that I'm trying to get the proficiencies on. Like, I had fucking Barrett's Wrecking Ball, where he has to just punch people the entire time, and I'm like,
and then you have a bunch of ranged enemies, and you're like, God damn it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate it. Mm-hmm. Having ranged enemies, and you're like, what do you do? Like, those fucking helicopter guys are the worst.
Yes, and you only have Barrett that can shoot them, or Tifa generally is pretty decent about jumping up them, but the problem is most of their special attacks for Tifa and Cloud, even though they could do a good job jumping up and attacking, their special attacks don't fucking hit those guys.
Yes.
So Barrett's pretty much the most effective one against them. And I'm trying to think, but besides Vincent, Vincent's the only other ranged person you get later on in the game, possibly.
Yuffie.
Oh, yeah, she could. So then you get more ranged people as you go along.
Yeah.
I kept on hoping for fucking long range materia so bad.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was wondering, how the fuck would that work?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, so, like, I beat the game, and I'm not obviously spoil wise, but I'm like, I love the next couple chapters. There's ones that are super short and some that are fucking long. I'm excited to talk
to you. Well, I know I still have to go to the Shinra building and climb the 59 stairs or whatever. And, like, I wonder.
Are you gonna do stairs or you gonna do elevator? And you stairs, obviously. Good man. Good man.
And like, I wonder, that's a very involved part in 7.
Yeah.
Where you have to kind of change floors and go up to one floor and down to another floor and go back and forth. And I wonder if it's going to be like that or if it's going to be a little bit more linear.
Yeah.
I know the main complaint that people had with Final Fantasy 13 was that it was too linear. Oh. And I've not seen a single person complain that this remake is too linear. Like, this is 100% linear. So where'd that complaint come from with 13 and not here?
And I never played 13. Like, I never played any of the 13 games. Because there's three of them, right?
Yes.
But I know that the stagger mechanic is from them. And I know that the building the weapon skills and stuff is from 9. And then the combat's kind of a modified version of 15. It is linear, and I don't... My thought is this.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind if it's linear, because if you otherwise... It's the reverse of having a big world that there's nothing in it. Like, look at 7. 7, there's, like, just a few towns, really, if you think about it, in a large space to travel and traverse around, which you don't really necessarily need, versus I'd rather be more concise and continue on, and it's honestly more like 10 in noise.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, I don't mind that. It just included things where you can do the traveling back and forth, which 10 did too, right?
Yeah, 10 you could drop from sphere to sphere.
Okay, that's what it was. But yeah, it doesn't bug me. I think my only apprehension now is, when do I get my next fix?
And that's what I was going to ask you is, do you think it's only going to be 3 discs? Because if you took this much time for Midgar, I mean, Golden Saucer is going to be a big thing.
Golden Saucer is Juno itself in its own right.
Juno is a couple hours on Nibelheim its own.
And Nibelheim Mountains.
Yeah,
where you have Northern Crater is its own thing, obviously.
Yep.
And
then you have to, when you I can't remember the place, but you discover Meteor.
The ancient
temple or whatever. Yep, you've got that. You've got the Calm place.
Yeah,
what was it? I can't remember.
Yeah, that's the town. Right, Calm is right after Midgar, and then you have Medeal, which is where like it all gets like fucked up really bad with like Ultimo and Cosmo Canyon.
Cosmo Canyon is a big deal. One. Like
that's a big fucking deal.
Do you put all of that in disc two? Disc two is gonna be 100-some hours long.
Cool. I mean, I'm not. How about this?
I'm not complaining, but
you have questions and concerns. Obviously, it's like, is it only gonna be three parts? I'm like, I honestly don't fucking know. I think what's really gonna be important is to see what the next part is and how much it covers. Will show us what they're going to
do. A little bit of the roadmap, right?
Mm-hmm. Because like Midgar, like I get they can make a huge. It's a huge fucking city. Yeah, it's literally actually, the biggest city in the entire world. You've
given life to Midgar.
Yes.
Where it didn't have life before.
But how many other towns can you give that same treatment to?
I mean, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
But you also, you've set the expectation. You can't just be like, and there you go.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm fascinated. I really don't want to wait more than a year.
Are you still going to have weapons?
So,
like, that's a big deal.
How does your experience carry over? Mm-hmm. How do your weapons carry over?
No, I mean weapons.
Oh, Ruby, weapon, Omega. Weapons. Yeah. Oh, I was thinking more like the tactical.
But yes, like, I mean, we talked about that last time.
How does material, how do the weapon skills, how many weapons can you have? Because they give you a fuck ton more weapons in this than you normally do. Also, by the way, can I just say that fucking Hard Edge, when I got the Hard Edge, that is my favorite weapon in like the original Final Fantasy VII. So I literally, Jackie laughed at me because I was like, I cheered. And she's like, what did you do? And I'm like, I got a weapon. She's like, you got a weapon? She's like, you don't know. This is my best weapon. She's like, it looks like a fan. I'm like, I don't fucking care what you say. But yes, like, do you do the weapons? Do you do that?
Oh, and that's something I didn't... The Kate Sith cameo.
I forgot about it until Sarah had mentioned that.
I was like, yes, bitch! And I'm still fucking angry. And... Because I know where it takes place, blah, blah, blah. But he's in the trailers, and I'm still not at Red 13.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn it. I don't get to be him at all in Disc 1. Like, at all. You fuckers. You brought him out. You put him in the trailers. Like, why did you have to put him in the trailers?
Because it's a big part. And
I know.
He's so damn,
like, it is iconic. A big part, and, like, you didn't need to put him in the trailers. Yeah. I just... But, yeah, the K-Sith cameo I wasn't expecting.
I like that they're... building good history backwards with K-Sith being there the entire time versus just popping up out of nowhere, essentially. Yeah. Like, and also, I mean, if I remember correctly, isn't it, like, it's not saying it's, shit, what's his name? Reeve. Isn't Reeve the guy who controls Kate Sith?
Yes.
So, like, the idea that they'll give actual backstory and actually flesh that shit out, which I'm kind of cool about, because that was always a weird spot for me with Seven, and I didn't really understand, when I grew up especially, I didn't fucking know what the hell was going on.
Right.
This game is nothing but tripping nostalgia, and it's been tripping it well, though I will say, like, fuck the bike scenes. They're way too damn long.
Oh, scenes. Oh, great.
What?
Oh, there's the next one.
Yeah. Like, great. Fuck them. And I don't want them as a game. Sorry. I apologize.
No, because that's the way that disc one ends, is you're on a bike chase. Yep.
So, like, but seriously, like, some of that shit that I'm like, it's even the little, like, weird games of you having to, like, pull switches at times. I'm like, it's very dated mechanics in some ways.
The hitboxes are off sometimes. There's a mini game called Whack-a-Box Challenge or whatever that you...
Oh, yeah, the one in the kids area, yeah, right?
The hitbox is off. Like, Cloud will be looking at a box and you'll hit Braver or whatever, and he hits next to the box and you're like, thanks, dick. Awesome. I'm glad you did this.
Also, whenever you switch between enemies and your guys face... Again, Barret's the most egregious one, but, like, Barret's facing the wrong direction almost every fucking time. And I, like, immediately, I'm like, I want to switch back and forth. I'm like, overpowered! I'm like, and I start using the wrong direction. I'm like, you motherfucker.
What are you doing? It's still fun. I still enjoy it. I can't wait for the next one. The music drives this game so well. The music
is so good. Like, again... Fall of the plate when you're going back through it all, That fucking music is oppressive and it is wonderful.
Right.
I don't know. I'm like, I really love the soundtrack. The soundtrack's really good. There's, I think there's only a few of the songs that I don't dig on, but most of them I really love.
Yeah, there are kind of like remixes of the old stuff.
Yeah.
Making them modern. I'm like, eh.
Totally. Bless you.
Ah, I didn't want to blow their eardrums out, so that's I kind of held it in a little bit.
You could have just said I just muted it and people didn't know, and they're like, oh, I'm an audio genius.
You are an audio genius. Yeah, you muted it.
Do you think you're going to be able to beat it by next week?
I imagine so.
I'm curious, because I want to have a conversation with
them. I imagine so.
What is it? There was someone brought up Crisis Core, and I forgot that Crisis Core even existed.
Well,
and I've never played it.
It's PSP. You can only play it on PSP, like...
I'm surprised they never ported it anywhere, but I found a good audio or playthrough with all the, like, cinematics and stuff like that, and just cuts past some of the fighting and stuff, mm-hmm. but it's funny to see how much of the style was borrowed from that into this game, too. And I haven't played Dirge of Service in fucking forever.
I forgot about that one.
And I haven't watched Advent Children in years, but I can definitely see, like, you can see, like, there's, like, a parallel. All these are...
And that's why I said Eris has to die. Because, like, it's important to this story.
I cannot see where it won't. But I still have this whole weird thing that every of the flashes you see all the time where they show, like, the future a bit, I'm like, I don't know what they're gonna fuck with, and I'm really curious to see.
I think that would be something that they fucked with that people would be angry on.
I mean,
like, that's
anything.
That's a big thing to change.
Yeah, no, it'd be fucking huge. And I kind of like that Sarah was saying, like, this is going to destroy me when it happens. I'm like, and I can't wait.
Yeah, I need to be around
because
that.
I fucking remember
she,
what I did.
She had to be in when I was at the honeybee.
That was so cute.
She's like, because this is my favorite part. I was like, all right, well, whatever.
How did you like the honeybee?
It's fine.
The dancing?
It's whatever.
Did you look?
It was hard to hit a lot of the notes because it's so flashing. It would turn in different directions. I'm like, okay.
Did you go look through all the keyholes in the Honeybee Inn?
No.
There's at least one of them that like had Palmer in it, and he's getting he's chasing around like a little kitten and stuff like that. That's the only one I think though.
Because they took the bathhouse out and changed it to a massage parlor, and my. Word.
Wait, the massage parlor. Yeah. Was there a bathhouse? I don't even remember the bathhouse part.
The bathhouse was in the original 7.
Was it? Okay, I don't even remember the bathhouse.
Remember he goes into just the bathhouse and there's a whole bunch of dudes that show up? And then it's...
Oh my god, you're right, yes. Fuck, fuck.
Yeah, they took the bathhouse out and put in a massage parlor.
Do you want a hand massage?
Dude, it got dirty.
This game is Also, I gotta say, I think I got the best dress for Cloud, because it's the one where it's all corseted up and stuff like that.
I'm wearing that. As soon as she came out in that, I was like, you're making that. She's like, you're so predictable.
Which one did you get?
He was corset.
Was it the corset one? Like the dark blue and black one? Yeah. Or was it the blue and white one?
I think it was the dark blue and black.
Okay. Because I almost had this idea that we should get like three guys and all dress up as the different dresses. Be a lot of fucking fun. I'm glad you're enjoying it, because I think there's concerns that you weren't enjoying it.
What, because I haven't beat it yet?
No, just in general, I don't know. That was my first thought. I was like, oh, I hope he enjoys it.
Like, I like 7. I mean, I love 7.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite. Yeah. But I do understand the importance of it, and, like, I'm having a good time. It's just going to be, you're going to make me wait 3 to 4 years for the next part of this? So you're going to, like, it's going to be a decade to play this game? And is that going to be the only Final Fantasy game that we get for a decade then? Like, are we not going to get 16?
Yeah. I don't know. I have this hope that they built, like, this... The whole point about this was not just building this game, but building the framework for all
the games. Yeah, like, the good thing is you have the character models and you've got everything kind of down.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go in and program all of that stuff.
But what's cool now, in 3 years, will be aged. So, like, combat mechanics, mm-hmm. your style, everything you do, the systems you have, like that. Will it be tried and true? I don't know. I'm really curious. Again, that's that whole idea of how to progression carry over. I don't fucking know.
I don't like the summons.
They never happen, and only the ones that keep popping for me are the ones that I got for pre-order.
Yeah.
Every now and then I get Ifrit.
Cactar is the only one that pops for me, every once in a while, Ifrit will pop for me.
Yeah.
So
limits I don't like either, because I never, like, it feels like they constantly reset.
They reset, and they seem to miss a lot.
Yeah. I was like, motherfuckers.
But I just, I want to understand how summons work.
Yeah.
Like, what the mechanic behind it is, because you'll have your little summon bar, and then one out of the three characters, their summon will be activated, and you're like, well,
how do you know which one is it going to be?
Right, yeah.
And I'm thinking it's whoever you pop on at that moment, but that's...
But sometimes I have somebody else have the summon, so I'm like, is it damage-based? You have to do a certain amount of damage? Like, what is...
There are a lot of the systems in the comics that don't explain. Like, I didn't realize how awesome Punisher mode is, or the Punisher mode with
Cloud. Oh, when you switch over?
Yeah. Fucking amazing. Well, not just that, but it's the counter. Like, you can count, like, with Reno.
Yeah.
You have to use it to kill Reno.
You don't.
Oh, I'm dead. You, fucking, you like, do. Punch me.
You do.
You do voodoo. Yeah. I'm kind of sad it's over.
I mean...
Only because I don't want to wait.
What else are you going to play?
Days Gone.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been our spoiler talk. We'll probably be back next week for the final I Beat the Game talk on it.
Mm-hmm.
Should be... Whatever. We'll see. You've been listening to episode 355 of Us Breaking the Geeks. We're Breaking the Geek. I'm Matt.
I'm Aaron.
And British Geek.
Have a great week.